I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Walk down almost any city or town street in western North Carolina, and you're almost certain to run into a dog on a leash, a pet store, or see a poster advertising an animal rescue fundraiser. The region is full of animal lovers. So the recent announcement that Brother Wolf Animal Rescue is planning to close its Asheville Adoption Center while work is underway on a new facility has raised concerns and lots of questions about the area's ability to absorb the extra animals during the transition. Much of that will fall on the shoulders of the Asheville Humane Society, which runs the Buncombe County Animal Shelter. I spoke with the organization's executive director about their plans.
Hi, buddy.
A room full of wagging tails greet Asheville Humane Society executive director Tracy Elliott as he makes his way through the dog section of the adoption center. Around the corner is the cat room, which has been really busy this summer.
I mean, this is kitty season, and we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kittens that are in foster, and luckily we are adopting out. I think last week we did 60 or 70.
The Humane Society manages a Buncombe County animal shelter, which is right next door, and takes the bulk of the animals that go through the shelter.
We take about 87% of the animals that come out of the shelter here in our adoption center. We send about 1,000 animals a year on transport around the country to northern shelters, and then some rescues around the area take the rest of the animals, and it's a fairly small percentage of the animals, but nevertheless, they're really important partners.
Partners like Brother Wolf Animal Rescue, which recently announced it will close its adoption center during work on a new facility.
They were proactive in telling us about their plans. We knew this before it became public. So we are already preparing for higher intake. And we know that, like us, Brother Wolf is getting their intake is becoming a more medically complicated, behaviorally complicated population. So it could be a real challenge for us, but we're prepared.
Better prepared, thanks in part, says Elliott, to a Humane Society community outreach program that got underway in 2015 and has helped reduce shelter intake in the county by nearly 28%.
Thank goodness for that, because now there is capacity there if it increases. If we hadn't done that, if we weren't keeping animals in their homes and out of the shelter by being proactive in the community, we'd probably have a problem.
Elliott says the Humane Society will increase that outreach and hopes to grow their foster care program. They are also planning to invite nearby shelters to participate in community information sessions.
We don't care, at the end of the day, who's taking care of the animal. We just want to make sure the animal's taken care of.
And one thing is for certain, there will always be plenty of animals in need of care. For BPR News, I'm Helen Chickering.